Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with outdoors. Today we're doing Radio Chatter, another episode of that. Got cards
and
ready?
I do have cards ready, and this time we're not going to have to redo the intro, so we're good to go. I'm sure the viewers would appreciate to know that this is take two.
Yes, it is.
All right, pick a card, any card, 1 through 4.
3.
What is your go-to camping area?
I would say Cadillac Fife Lake area.
I would have to agree, just because, I mean, I'd say Cadillac all the way to Baldwin.
Yeah.
Just the Manistee in general.
Yeah, there's massive amounts of trails around there, and a lot of them follow along the Manistee up there. Yep. So there are plenty of trails. There are, I mean, numerous gorgeous campsites there. We did a trail ride with a buddy Mitch that lives in Travers in the fall. And yeah, it was as we were doing it and he was kind of leading us around. I thought I had a really cool site for the cryptid site, which was probably only 10 minutes away from that. Mm-hmm. And as he's taking us through all these trails, we start pulling up to little cliffs along the Manistee River. And I'm like, oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. So like I gained probably 10 new saved campsites that were technically waterfront on Onyx. And they were all getting mad at me. I was taking pictures and saying what I liked about the campsite before we kept going. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's just, there are tons of trails. And I actually went up there, what was it, the weekend before last? And we did some trails over there on the way back from Great Wolf Lodge. We had a little fun doing that. And we went back to our old cryptid site and we took a couple trails around there and just explored a little bit. And then came back and had some fun, but it's definitely the best spot, I think, in the lower half of Michigan trail-wise and spots.
Well, I would say trail-wise, I'd say Everett is way better. But camping-wise, I agree that Cadillac area is the place
to be. Yeah. Everett is, I guess if I was to say, yeah, like more technical trails and stuff like that, a little harder, Everett is a lot better because, I mean, the Cadillac area is a lot of just forest roads and stuff. It's not challenging. It's just a lot of them. So it's a lot to explore.
Yeah. I agree. I think the Manistee area is so close for us. We can easily go there on a weekend if we wanted to out of random.
Right.
Don't have to go to the UP or anything.
Which is probably why I'd say it's my go-to area, just because it's close. Yeah. So, and, you know, with my job, I don't really get the luxury of knowing ahead of time if I'm going to be able to camp or not. Yeah. So it's easy to be like, hey, I'm not working Saturday or Sunday, so let's go camp.
Yep. Yeah. It's only an hour away, so it's perfect.
All right. 1 through 3. Someone pick a card.
2.
I meant 1 through 4, but 1 through 3 is what I said. Either way.
I was going to say, we're doing 3 cards now only.
What is your most embarrassing adventure story? Oh, I got this one on deck. All right.
You want to go first, buddy. Kevin? Yeah, mine's kind of a winder because it was that first camping I ever did. You guys know it, the escape story, but
yeah. So mine's a little bit of a winder too. We went in March with our buddy Joe Yamber to go do some exploring for the, was it March? Yeah, it was March. Yes. For the MST Drummond Island trip. And
actually, no, it was May.
Oh, May. I'm sorry. It was May. And it was super wet. Like, everything was just wet. And I don't know what I was thinking. I just kind of was in the zone of, I want to keep going forward. I don't want to have to turn around. And Joe was like, hey, the trail ahead, I don't think my Sequoia can go through it. And I was like, I'm going to try it. So I went around him. Mind you, we're in like 2 to 3 foot of water at this point.
Oh, yeah.
So So I went around him in this 2 to 3 foot of water, and I made it about 100 yards or so. And then suddenly my front driver's side just dipped down and my entire engine bay was underwater and my cab was filling with water. So I had to get winched out of that hole and I had to go swimming, actual swimming, because it was too deep to stand up. And yeah. And then, so we get it all pulled out. We get up to somewhere dry-ish and my truck just starts going, wee, this really high-pitched squeal because I shorted out my aftermarket alarm system.
Yep.
So it just started squealing like super loud.
We spent like 30 minutes trying to figure out where the sound was coming from in your engine bay just to cut it out.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. That's that's pretty rough, man.
Yeah, that's my most embarrassing trail story.
Yeah. Mine would be you know, when CN and I first met, we were still kind of feeling each other out relationship wise, long see if it would handle long period of time. And one of my have to's is she has to want to camp. She has to like the outdoors. And prior, she had never gone camping before. Her version of camping, you know, was in a cabin with power.
I was going to say, she went to band camp. That's kind of camping.
Yeah, that would probably be the closest.
We would have bonfires and stuff.
Yeah.
And then go to our nice AC cabins with electric and showers.
Yep. Yep, that was what she was used to. So my camping, very different. And and so I got it in my head. I'm like, you know, we got a little time. Let's go up on the 5th of July. Everyone will be we'll be going down. Won't be as busy. And we'll just run it up the one day and get all the way up there and explore and whatever. So that was before I really got into like off-roading and doing anything like that from the car. I just wanted to camp. And so we put in Google Maps to Two Hearted Campground off of Lake Superior, and we went and we listened to every direction that it gave us, even though at literally right after the bridge, we lost all connection with any kind of cell service. So we were going.
Oh, and you didn't have maps saved either, did you?
Nope. On the way up, we tried multiple times to buy paper maps, but because it was the 5th of July, everyone was wiped out of maps because everyone else had came up there.
So if you go to anywhere with Wi-Fi, like a McDonald's or something, you can save all of Michigan on Google Maps.
Yeah, I didn't know that at the time, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, straight up like tourist, I mean. Didn't know that you could save maps, only use Google Maps to get one place to another. So we get up there, no service, and I'm taking her two-wheel drive Escape, and it tells us to turn right. And it's like a small dirt path. And I'm like, I mean, it's saying turn right, so we should turn right. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, you got to trust Google Maps, man. I mean, what else choice do we have? And so... you know, and I looked at where Two Hearted was. I looked at the maps a lot before that, and I'm like, it's way out there, you know, so it makes sense that it's down a dirt road like this, little like two track. And she goes, okay. So we start taking this little two track, and before we know it, we're in dune sand, deep ass dune sand. And I could feel the car struggling and slowing down, and I'm like, oh fuck, we're gonna get stuck. And at that point, I've, like I said, no off-road experience, nothing. I had no recovery gear. I had nothing, no way to get us out. And yeah, we were kind of scared there. Had no idea where we were at. And we get about halfway through, and we think we see an old airport or something to the right. And I'm like, I have to turn off traction control. We are not going to make it. So we get through all the deep sand. We find a hard spot on the path and we stop. And I got to the roof of the Ford Escape with my phone, held it up to the air and got one bar. And it was enough to update Google Maps. And Google Maps is like, you took a wrong turn. I'm like, yeah, no shit. At that point, you know, at that point, we're creeping down a trail in a stock, Escape.
Two-wheel drive.
Yeah, it turned out to be an ATV trail or a UTV trail. And yeah, I find that on hindsight. But so we're sitting up there. I finally get it updated. It gets us to a road. And we, you know, just power through it and got through that onto the road. Finally made it to the campsite at about 2 a.m. And that was massively, probably the most embarrassing. I didn't know anything. And that's kind of when I started looking into it. I mean, the rest of our camp trip was very successful because we stayed on those dirt roads. and then we found a map at a lighthouse, the last map they had left, and we used that. But, you know, off-road wise, you know, overlanding or whatever, that was a massive mistake. It was like every don't do on the list we did. and even after that, I don't know what it was, or ball joints or whatever. Anytime we'd hit a bump, the car would rattle after that because of all the washboard and the fact that I just powered through it. So, yeah, that was, you know, we had a fun time while we were there, but I did not take another road like that at all that whole time because I was scared. So that was a fun one.
That kind of reminds me of a video seen just recently on Instagram about getting lost on maps and trails. Guy's reading off the list of all the vehicles that could be on the trail. He pans over, it's a giant box truck.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's not the first time that that's happened to someone though. I told that story with my MST group and someone laughed and goes, that's funny. We had the same exact thing happen with another Ford Escape. I'm like, are you kidding? And they're like, nope. He said there was a young kid in there, I think driving, and the two parents were trying to push it out. And then the kid was crying. And so, and as they came up on the trail and they rescued him and got him out of there. And I'm like, yeah, it's an escape thing. They fucked up with the wording. Should have made it a different kind of car.
A trap. Ford Trap.
Yeah.
The competitor to the Chevy Trax.
Ford Forest Trail would be great. Keep it on the forest roads. But.
All right, yeah, Mark, your turn. Sorry, Gavin.
Oh no, you're good. I was just gonna say, yeah, I mean, that was embarrassing for sure.
But I'll say my embarrassment would be when I went solo that one night and got stuck for like 15 minutes plus. Got myself out.
Hey, 15 minutes—that's good.
It was on bruise
your ego every time you get stuck.
That was what, Pine, wasn't it?
Yes, that was Pine.
Pine has claimed many lives, man.
Yes.
When I got cocky the first time when I first bought my FJ, and I'm like, yeah, man, this thing will go anywhere. It's a fucking tank. It's got four-wheel drive. I'm like, I'm good. There ain't nothing stopping this thing. And I went down Pine one time. And anyone who doesn't know about Pine Street here in Newaygo County, it's
most of our listeners.
It's a mud pit. A straight mud pit. And what's the depth? What do you think it gets at the deepest?
A good 5 to 6 feet.
Yeah.
It's deeper. It's about halfway. It goes up my window at its deepest.
Yeah. So I went down it and I saw this puddle, and I'd gotten through everything else before just with a little four wheel drive and some skinny pedal. And I was like, cool, you know, I'll get through this too, and no big deal. And I went, and you know, this is, mind you, this is after work. I picked my son up and we're like, let's just take a trail. So, so I go through the last hole, which is the biggest one on the trail, and I just stop. I start driving, nothing's that. I can hear the water over the muffler. All I hear is bump, 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 bump. Yep. Yeah, everybody knows that sound. I open the door, water starts pouring in. I close the door again. So it was over my door at that point.
Now, important question. When you hear the bloop, 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 do you turn the car off?
Absolutely not. No.
Oh, thank God. You are not dumb.
No. I knew that is good enough. But I hit the, my left side hit one of the deeper ruts in there. My right side was still elevated enough. So I opened my door on my right side, climbed across my seat. And this is in like spring. So there's still snow on the ground. The water is, I mean, pain ice cold.
Yep.
And I open the door and it's just water right up to my door ledge. And I'm like, oh God. And my, I'm calling, trying to call people and nobody's around, you know, before I knew about all the off-road rescue services and all the great community around that would be happy to pull you out.
And so that I'm like your neighbor.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you at that time, but yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That was before yeah. you knew I was your neighbor.
Right. And so I called my buddy Bailey. He was the only one I knew that had a truck. And he's like, yeah, I'm kind of busy. And my other, my Ram Charger's down, the one that he usually takes through Pine. And I go, yeah, I'm like, I'm really stuck, man. Like, I really need help. This is my daily. And I didn't think I was getting into this. He's like, yeah, all right, I'll get the Yukon. So he grabs his, like, it's like an 05 or 04 Yukon, stock Yukon. And he comes from the other way, which isn't super long. It's, you know, I was pretty close to the end of the trail, about three quarters of through. And he backs up and grabs a strap. And also, before I knew about any kind of off-road safety, we hook it up to my clevis in the front, which I did have, thankfully. But I had to take all my clothes off to get, you know, in the water. And I am numb, cold. I mean, I could barely stand the water so cold. Like, it hurts my feet so bad. He hooks the strap up to the ball of his truck.
Oh, my God.
And starts pulling, dude. And it's a strap, so it hits hard. And I'm not moving at all. All dude, he gives it like five tugs and it's maybe a centimeter every time. And he's like, I'm gonna have to really hit it. I'm like, all right, man, yeah, just hit it. And so he starts hitting it once. The second time, dude, the fucking strap snapped. Hit, it didn't, the strap didn't fail, but it snapped his tow hook. Or no, I'm sorry, yeah, no, he had it on a hook on his ball, on the side of the ball. And it snapped his, and the fucking strap flew back to me, hit my truck right next to the headlight. And we're like, oh, that's yeah, we don't like that. Yeah, it could have been very, very bad. So we rehooked
it. We almost didn't have Gavin for Botch's Off-Road Podcast.
Yes. Yeah. So we rehooked it up and, he gave some other big tugs again, and eventually it was like an inch. Okay, 3 inches. Okay, 5 inches. And it finally got me out. And, yeah, I sworn off mud after that. So, but that was, now I guess I going into my other embarrassing story, but Pine has claimed a lot of people in that hole.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I had a buddy who called me because he was stuck on Pine. And I went out, he was in a one ton Super Duty Power Stroke. And I went out there in my dad's little OBS Power Stroke extended cab 250. And I took a normal tow strap, a big one, like an 8-inch wide one, like the military tow strap. And I hooked it. I just set it on the ball of the truck and then hooked it to his ball because I was pulling him out backwards. And I just sat there and yanked on him, like backing up and slamming on it for like a good 7 or 8 times. And I got him out. There was, the strap didn't fail. It didn't come off either of the toe balls, but it bent the ball on my dad's truck and we couldn't remove the hitch receiver or the ball. So it was stuck as a 2-inch hitch for the rest of the time he owned it.
And let that be a lesson to everybody. To study and research, even take classes on proper recovery techniques, because the instance that happened to me and the instance that could have almost happened to Alex or his buddy is very possible. It happens all the time where people aren't hooking up to good tow points they're using equipment that isn't made for, you know, the strength that they're pulling. Rock and bumpers. Strap snack. Yep. Cheap Amazon bumpers that don't have good hitch points or tote or, you know, whatever. Yep. And the straps snap, the points break, and it can kill people, and it has killed people. So make sure you do your research. Don't be stupid like we were. We got lucky.
I was young, dumb. Well, how's that song go? Young, dumb, and free or something like that?
Yep.
I think I was 16. Like, I just got my license.
Recovery is massively important if you do the thing that we do. And it's very important that you know what you're doing, because if you don't, you can hurt somebody, and that somebody could have kids. You got to think about that before you go and do stupid things.
Yep.
So we should move on to our next one, or do we not have enough? Yep.
All right, guys, we have time for one more card. So pick a number 1 through 4.
It's on you, Mark.
Let's do one.
You just picked an After Dark card.
Uh-oh.
What is your best adventure-themed pickup line?
Man, we talked about this one, too.
We did.
We were like, well, should we keep it?
Hey, baby, let me see your dirt road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, my rig's set up so that I could cook for you under the night sky, and then I can bang you under the night sky. I don't know, man. It's off the top of my head. I just thought about the fact that we have rooftop tents and
Okay. So if you're banging her under the night sky, you'd have to remove the tent and put like a deck on the roof.
I never said I was good at pickup lines.
No, it was good. That was good, man. That was good. I like it.
Want to join the Rough Riders?
Yeah. There you go.
What makes that one even funnier is that the Jeep Club in Sierra Vista is the Cochise County Rough Riders. There
you go. How about, I'm going to love you like a snowstorm. Yeah, I'm going to give you 8 to 12 inches, and you won't be able to leave your house for 3 to 4 days.
I mean, is that adventure theme, or is that,
is that just right? There's an adventure there.
There is an adventure there.
You're going to want your aluminum shovel you got in the back of your car.
Except for me, it'd be more like, I'm going to give you 2 to 4 inches.
The typical Michigan. That's Michigan weather right there.
They're going to call for 6 to 12, but I'm only going to be able to give you 2 to 4.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. I might tell you 8 to 12, but you're only getting 2 to 4. Want me to love you like a weatherman?
All right, and on that note, we'll have to catch you guys later.
Later.